So he's going to, he started explaining the concept of two neshamas, two nefashas, one nefesh mitzad sitrach and one nefesh mitzad adam. And like we said last time, and it's important to remember this nekuda, and this is, the truth is, it's very central to the way he looks at things. Anything to be bad doesn't need to be bad in itself, as long as it sees itself as an independent self, it's bad. In other words, sitra achra means it's a side of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yelocha lehim acherim al ponai. You're not allowed to have a lehim acherim. The acher is the backside. It means it's something that is not the primary, it has its a different mitzvahs, and when you understand it's being a different mitzvahs, that's where. So, for instance, if a person looks up and he sees rain coming min hashamayim, and he sees it as a yad erichta Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving rain, that's great. The minute he sees rain as being a self-contained unit, that becomes a rain god. It doesn't make a difference. You call it nature, you call it a rain god, whatever it is. That's where the ra'an is. So he says every person has two nefashos himself. So that means, and so let's translate it into what we're talking about. In as much as we perceive ourselves as being ourselves only, that's already a nefesh misitra achra. What's in it for me is the most basic instinct we have. And that is, so that nefesh, that sense of self, is drawn from a klipa sitra achra. V'hiya mislabeshet am odam lahachis haguf. U'kidechsiv ki nefesh habosa bedami. So the chiyas of a person, and we'll go one step further than just the physiology, the psychology. What drives a person, makes this person, gives a sense of self, all of that comes from that type of nefesh. And this is where all the midas ros a person. So let's focus and explain this. Again, this explanation is mostly on what he's saying. It's not really in the flow of what he's trying to say, but just to explain the Ivra. Part of what we're trying to do is explain the Ivra. First of all, midos are a sort of interface between a person's essence and his functioning self. So deep down, I have a desire to have presence, to exist physically, and that drives me to survive, to eat and to drink and so on. And then I have a psychological sense of survival, and I need to exist. And having people recognize my name, recognize me, being prominent, being acknowledged, being liked, being hated, all of those are branches of that. So the person's middles are really the next step of sense of self translated to the world around him, to an interface with the world around him. That's the mahalach of the midos and so on. That's, Reb Chaim Vital says that there are four basic sections of midos. Keneged adal yisodos. This is one of those areas that I guess we need to explain. First of all, the Mishalim of Kabbalah and Rishonim uses the science that was current at the time. The science that was current at the time is not as silly as it seems. The thing about it is that it's sort of science, the old-fashioned science is the reality as it greets a person, and that's significant. So if we wanted to ask ourselves, just by looking at things, is iron and copper and silver and gold
are similar. They, all of them can be, you can make a fork and a knife and a spoon. You can stab somebody. You know, it's, they have, they're very common. The fact that on a later day, when we have the ability to develop chemical analysis, we would find them to be markedly different, doesn't really make a difference. They're similar. As a matter of fact, so everything in the world comes in four states. And this is true in science today also. It comes in a solid state. It comes in a liquid state. It comes in a gaseous state. And energy. Those four states of matter still exist today. And in terms of people that were just looking with their eyes, those are the four fundamental differences in the being. If I told you, could you give me, I don't have what to eat my lunch with. Could you give me some utensils? So the question wouldn't be, would you like to have it silver, gold, or copper? You would say, I mean, is it a spoon for the soup? Or is it a fork for something else? It's really, those are significant states. So we would be, it would be appropriate for us to assume that those four states of matter are significant. Everything that Kashmir made in the world, the way it presents itself, the distinctions in the physical world have significance, certainly to us, Adam. And those distinctions are most important when they are on the surface, because that's what we see, and that's how we see things. A child, you will be excused if you mistake something copper for gold. I guess you won't get a job at the jewelry center, but at least you won't be considered an idiot. But if you mistake liquid for solid, you would be kind of, you're not all there. So those are four states, and those are called the Arba Yesodos. The Greeks thought that this is all it's about. The concept, say there's nothing here. But and in Mitzant, there's a lot more to it. Fluid has the ability to transfer materials from point to point and yet remain stable. Gas disperses, doesn't stay in one place. Each of these states is very different, and so forth. In the world of our midos, the Kadmonim, the Chaim Vital, mapped out the midos as being along those lines, along those states of man. So, a person's the property of solids is inertia. That's what characterizes a solid more than anything else. And therefore, the desire to be where you are, the Sheval Taisa, which in its more extreme form is laziness and depression, are a form of the Yisrael HaOfer in the person. So analogous to something whose metzias is to stay put, is and to sink and to and so on, is the you know, that part of Atzus Marshkar, etc. One. The second one that's easy is the Koach of Eish in the Bria, which is energy. That is something which is the strong ambition, which would be gaiva, covet, anything which a person is fired up to go to do something. Not of. As a person is ambitious, he's energetic, slash ambitious. So gaiva and kas. Kas is when your ruts has been frustrated. You want to do this and something's blocking you. So just like when an engine is pushing against something and it's blocking it, it'll explode. It'll get hot and explode. Same thing, that's very similar personality. Water is the mucker of things, of tanugim, in many ways. First of all, in places where there is a lot of water, things grow big with a lot of tam. You know, a jungle grows big fruits, food. The places in a person's guf that have shaykhs to taiva, whether it's taiva sachila, has saliva, its flow, other taivas have their flow, there's always a flow of stuff. And if you have any doubts, the beaches are the place of Tanugim and Taivas. So the state of Taiva is all associated with Mayim. The one that's hardest to understand is Ruach and Dibur. Bechlal, he says, so you have Tanugim is Mayim. You have Kas and Gaivis are Eish. And you have Atzlus and Atzlus instead of Ofer. Those three have fit in well. The middle, the Hoylus Letzan is his parish with Varim B'Telem. In other words, Chatei Haloshim are associated with Ruach. Now, two problems. First of all, why are all Chatei Haloshim in one bundle? I would take Nivelpeh and Tosfim with Arayas. I would take Lashon Hara and maybe put it with Gaiva or something, or Kas. I would take Dvarim B'Telem and put it with Atzlus. Like why does this? Yes, they all don't demand. But we're talking here about a Shoresh that's going to get to all of them. Where's the Shoresh that's going to get to all of them? So I think it's like this. This I heard many, many, many years ago from Moshe Shapiro, long arichas, he spoke a whole bunch of weeks on it, the tuf tam, tremendously developed the topic by Richas Gedol, very, very special. But the point is nagea here. The Koach HaDibur is unique to a person because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Dibur. We can only create with Maisa. So the only way I can help, let's say I want to go ahead and do a chesed. So I go and I shop and I bring stuff for somebody, do something, so on and so forth. But I have another Egetimtzer. I can invent a story about myself. I can tell everybody about the great chasarim I've done. I can destroy somebody with Diburim. I can create fantasies with Diburim. In other words, the Koach of Dibur is the ability to create realities that are virtual realities. And so there's a common denominator of all Koach HaDibur that's misused, is there's a certain emptiness to it. You know, when I say about somebody is talking, it's all hot air. It's all, there was somebody once, said something, whatever it was, he said some things that was silly, and it was a whole story about a son of his, a child of his, and so that. And somebody got very upset about something that he said he told the child. So the other person said, listen, in this story, he said, the real issue is to determine, does he have a child or not? Because this person, nothing in his dibur in any way indicates a correspondence to Metzius. He said, the things that happen to the child, that's not even, doesn't even have a mina. But whether he has a child or not, he said, I'm still, the jury's still out on that one from the story. So the koyach of dibur between Sheker and Shvua Shav and Nedarim, Elayachal Dvaro, all of them are common denominator where a person uses dibur to create a reality that suits him. That he would like to be. So of all the four Yisoidas, the ear is the one that has the least substance to it. It's just kind of up in the air. It's a mirage and so on. And that's the koach of, and that's the bad koach of Dibur. The sometimes you meet people, it's like they've gotten so used to creating reality by talking. You know, someone asked me recently to be viral about a shit up by a certain person. He said, I don't want to go there because not the person going to lie to me. I just have no shaykhist to what he says to the person we're talking about. I just don't think the person has any, I've known him for a long time. Saying in reality is just not meant to have any shaykhist whatsoever. So that's the chetei of dibur. So the four basic, so we have four basic yesodos, which can be expressed bad and good. There is good ways to express it, but the nefesh, as the nefesh of the sitra achra expands, it manifests itself in four directions. So just like the physical world, we saw in the Maral, or in their mitzvah, that when you have the four malchias, is because every nekuda that spreads out the four direction, and every direction is a sitra achra. It's a different side. A point is a point. The point is kill everything. I can move east of the point, west of the point, north of the point, south of the point. And as you move away from the point, you automatically are incurring some issues because of your israchus. And by the very fact that you define yourself, the real point, do you live on the east side of the point or the west side of the point? The point has no east nor west. It's one point. But as soon as I move, it begins to get a life on its own. The same thing here also. These Arabi Yesodos are the beginning of things getting a life of their own and being a Metzius of their own. The Gamidas Chayvus Shevetar Peresonotol Dosam, and even the Midas Tovos, Kimo Rachmanis, Vignos Chasodim, Boz Mimenu. Kibi Yisrael Nefersu the Klipa Miklipas Noiga, Sheish Bo Gam Kein Toiv, Yumisayt Eitzadas Toivara. Masha'enkin, Nafshis Umas of the Gelulim, Hein Bishar Klipas Tmeish, Eimem Toiv Klal, Koshkas Beitz Chaim, Sharm Tess, Bechol Tivu Davnu Umas of the Gelulim, Nogramai Avnin Kis Begemora, Anu Pasik Vechazi Umachatos, Shalom Sokka Vechazi Umas of the Gelulim Oysen, Enel Yahebor. So he says over here like this. Chazal told us, if we were to ask ourselves, how is Klal Yisrael different from Umas Olam? The answer would be, we have a neshama that accepts the Torah. But that neshama is not our physical neshama, it's our innermost neshama. It's the part that's the Torah, it's looking at the high neshama. The fact that we have the ability, like the Maral says, we were given Torah mitzvahs and receptors for Torah mitzvahs. Umas Olam have Zayin mitzvahs, and that's the receptors they have. And if they ever have a she'ifa for something more, it's because they have a nitzis or something more in them. So that's not coming, that's not talking about the nefesh abahamis. It's talking about, it's my zika to Torah and mitzvahs comes from the inner ruchnis itself. But Chazal said there are also simonim that manifest themselves in the other nefesh. Gimel simonim yeshbem, rachmonim b'shalim v'chasodim. Just like a simon tahara, a simon means not the thing itself, but a marker. So when we say a behema is kasha, it's not because it has a split hoof and it chooses cut. Let's say I would take a camel and I would surgically split its hoof, or I would take a pig and teach it to chew its cud. I don't know which one is harder, but whatever it is, I could do it. It doesn't become kosher because it has that simen. It's like, putting a label, a kosher label on it, doesn't make it kosher. It's a simen that is kosher. So when it says that there's three simonim b'umazu, it means not that this is what we are, but these are reflections. An uma that has a higher neshama be'etzim, it will reflect itself even in the other areas as well. So what are those simonim? It means that even on the level of the other nefesh, which is not pure ruchnias, there's a netiya for toiv that you can only explain in terms of it being a simonim. So that means in the chelik that's not the goof of the neshama loikis, there are also manifestations of its ruchnisic presence. So this is like the Moshe Talmud Chacham. So the limbs of Rava big day, this, that, the other thing. That's not the asmius of a Talmud Chacham, but there's simonim of a Talmud Chacham. Somebody who carries Chachma and is a bar Chacham and so on and so forth, one expects other things as well. That's the tefis and avon of it. So in Klal Yisrael, that chelik comes from a different part. The word klipas noiga is a word that he uses an awful lot. Let's explain where it comes from. The word klipas noiga it wasn't Kikov. So Arizal, but it's coming from the lashon in by Yecheskel. There's Onan, Arachol, and Kenoiga. So the three lashonis, Chayshach, Onan, Arachol, which describe something that's covered up in a way that's inaccessible. So the Chayshach covers up a likus in a way that we can't get to it. And Noiga means something that has a shine to it, something that has a radiance. It's not light, but at least it's enough. It has a property in it that allows it to reflect some light off itself. In older Hebrew, Noga refers to Venus. Venus is called Noga because it's a planet that's bright, illuminated. So the Nishmas Adam is a Nerelikim, and that radiates light, that radiates Behirus. However, when it reflects itself on Suris Adam, it is Noiga, and when it's good. So you have two types of surfaces that are not illuminating. You have surfaces that are opaque, they just shut the light out, and you have surfaces that reflect the light to some degree. They may distort it, they may dim it, but it still reflects it. That's called Noiga. And the klipa of Klal Yisrael, the nefesh that's a klipa, is klipas Noiga. So it's not ruchnisik on its own right, but it reflects the ruchnis. Let's take an example. Let's take a natural kindness. So a natural kindness is not pure ruchnis, because I may do a lot of not good things with it. I may give and be giving to somebody who might be better to sort of be tough with him. I might help Rishayim with it. So it's not 100% good. I may turn it off when a guy annoys me enough, even though mitzad chesed I should be doing it. So a good-natured person, a giving person, it's not pure ruchnias, because it's not coming with a sense of this is what I ought to do because it's Derech Hashem, but rather it comes as second nature. But that second nature is a reflection of something ruchnias. It's yes. A physical thing doesn't give. Physical things swallow and absorb, and they don't give. A person that has a little bit more, they reflect some values. So when we take a look at things in the world that are good, we can look at them as klipas noiga. They are good in a way that was reflected. So it's not the etzemid of chesed, of somebody that the has chesed and understands that it's a chreach and has gedorim and ratzon Hashem and so on and so forth, but it's a reflect.
You see, by Kaim also, they have that.
Correct. So in a general sense, most of all these things should be understood in hadraga rather than in total absence. Or, I mean, the Gemara learns, it's a pashto, think about it. The Alta, yes, it says that the Gemara points out Kibbut Ave from the Sinai Ben Dama, that he was going to forget. He says he was a guy, he wasn't a Jew. So I just from Shulazovsky, he said that the Alta said, it means we can't sit down and learn from the Musa Olam if their understanding of things is right. But Chazal knew what was right, and they found that hanhaga by Umas Olam, and they're the ones who labeled it as, here is an example of Kibbut Aveim and a Shleimus to go away. So the kviyas that this is right and so on came from Chazal, but the demonstration of it reflected from Umas Olam. That's fine. That's okay. So again, these things we're talking about, Ava drug, and secondly, it's not the general rule and so on. So Okay, let's see why he says kol tivu davno umos avkom legarmayu avdin. Let's explain this. It doesn't have to go as far as to say that they're doing it for selfish reasons. Let's take an example. Let's say I'm trying to get something from you, and I use a club to bang you up to get it from you. That's one madrega. Hashem madrega, but it's one madrega. Second madrega is, I do favors for you to be able to get you to do favors for me. Third darga is, I'm a believer. And I know that Hashem gives to the people that do chesed. And I believe that to be true. So I say to myself, don't be stupid, give, and you'll get. And the third madrega is, my metzias is to do what Hashem said to do, and my justification for being is that I'm the Yadav Michta, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants I should give, and I give. The third case we mentioned is it's a good madrega, where a person gives because Hashem gives those who give. All of our stalkers are like that. I mean, the mailbox is full of the wonderful Nisim flaws that will happen when you give. I have a hard time deciding, do I want 40 tzaddikim down in 40 days or 40 kvarim, or 60 tamei chachamim doing so? I can. The best one was 10 tzaddikim will battle on little nacht for you. There was one about feeding the birds on Shabbos Shira. But that's our sense of it. But that's not the dark. That's called the Garmaya Abdin. So at the end of the day, I'm doing it for myself. It's just I'm a maimon. And so almost I don't get to that dark. God is all powerful, all knowing. And if you want to be in the good grace of God, you should do this. That's the tefisa. But so that's all basic. All comes back to you. That's what it comes back to. No, and b'meila. Now it's I don't have something regarding Kali Yisrael, but that's not our tefisa. That's not the tefisa of a neshama. A person feels this is, you know. Like, let's give an example. If I do a favor for somebody, and then the person returns a favor to me, does a favor to me also, whatever it is. How do I look at it? When we look at it, it's great. I didn't do it for that. I didn't make it at night, but b'cholif, it's good. Another person says, it spoils something. The word lishma refers exactly to that type of behavior. Lishma means I'm doing it because chesed is what I was meant to do. And it's my mahus. Just like a soldier at some point loses his sense of self and he's kaveh himself, I'm there for the country. And I'm a Yara Richter for the country. The only thing that's me is I'm dedicated to the country. That's what I'm proud of. And I did everything as the country required me to do. That's the type of attitude that is the Pnimis to get to Kaiser. Okay, so. I never know from a general statement how we deal with Pratim. And the very fact that the Neshamas that become Gerim and so on. But he's saying as a klal, as a rule of thumb, that what's current and what's understood and so on, you know, is this tefisa. Okay, we'll hold it here. Next week, obviously, I'm not going to be here next week. We'll go back.